Welcome to Ruben Comics Podcast. So I just watched the Marvels the other day. Here are my thoughts on it. As someone who didn't like the first movie, I went in with low expectations. The MCU has had a pretty hectic year. Aside from Guardians 3, the MCU has been getting stale post-Endgame. Ant-Man 3 wasted Kang the Conqueror. It really wasn't the hit Phase 5 needed to get back on track. He was hyped up as this big threat till he got beaten by a bunch of ants. Starting off with the positives, I really liked Ms. Marvel. She really elevated the film for me. She's the real MVP. I liked the chemistry between the three leads. The action scenes are pretty good, especially when they swap places with each other using their powers. It was pretty cool. I found most of the action scenes pretty engaging. Starman has to be one of the worst MCU villains I've ever seen. Probably the worst MCU villain. She's not threatening. I don't find her intimidating at all. And she's forgettable at best. Nick Fury did not have to be in this movie at all. He felt more iconic than anything. It's so jarring compared to his appearance in Secret Invasion. And that show should have been an Avengers movie. It should have not been a Disney Plus series. I'm not really a fan of Captain Marvel. She's not on the level of characters like Iron Man, Captain America, or Black Widow. I admit, she's a little bit better than this one, but not by much. Brie Larson is not a bad actress by no means. I actually liked her in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World as Amy Adams. And she has a great singing voice. It really came down to the writing, which is pretty underwhelming. The post-credits scene brought back Kelsey Grammer as Beast from the Fox X-Men movies. The CGI was a little wonky, but not too bad. There was no reaction at my theater, completely silent. I'm guessing that's meant to set up Deadpool 3 and Avengers Secret Wars. And Marga is stuck in that universe. It was probably the best thing to come out of that movie. Here are ways I think Kevin Feige can fix the MCU. First off, they need to hire better writers. Marvel tends to rewrite and reshoot all of their films, with the exception of Guardians 3 and Loki. They need to commit to the story. Second, they need to tone down the comedy. We need more projects like Captain America: The Winter Soldier. Third, they need more connectivity with the movies, like they did with the Infinity Saga. Disney Plus really hurt their brand as a whole. And they need to bring in the X-Men. And possibly bring back Iron Man. Overall, the Marvels wasn't my cup of tea. The storyline was okay. Villain was mid. It had its moments, but it's not what Marvel needs right now. With Disney delaying all their movies till 2025, hopefully they learned their lesson. And it gives Marvel more time to fix the MCU and get it back on track. Deadpool 3 will be the only MCU film to come out next year. Really looking forward to that. This is Ruben Comics Podcast. Thank you for listening. Ruben Comics, signing off. Ruben.